We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, patient viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chimpanero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Sentani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan U Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Companies Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. And in Mindalgobi City, Channel 12 on Horol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Eastrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, nationwide on channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom, and Taipei City, channel 112 on Netway Cable TV, and Taipei County, channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and channel 95 on Yangjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, and Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, and Yilan County, channel 95 on Union Cable TV, and Hualien County, channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, and Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, and Taichung County, channel 106 on Changchai Cable TV, and Jiayi County, channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, and Puzi City, channel 90 on Taiyan Cable TV, and Jiayi City, channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company, in Yulin County, channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV, and channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Bank and the Canadian International Development Agency jointly donate $3.4 million to support education in Kosovo. In sustainable energy news, Mexico inaugurates a bike-sharing system. In animal news, an American veterinarian helps canines save lives through blood donations. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 3rd, is the birthday of popular British singer and songwriter Miss Leona Lewis, born in London, the United Kingdom, in 1985. After winning the United Kingdom talent show, The X Factor, in 2006, she has gone on to become a multi-platinum selling artist. In addition, she was nominated 3 times for a Grammy Award. Ms. Lewis, who is starting her own vegan fashion line, does not eat meat or wear clothing which is made with any animal products. An animal lover, Ms. Lewis has supported the World Society for the Protection of Animals campaigns. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Leona, for sharing your marvelous voice, and God bless you for promoting compassionate living. May you have a fantastic birthday with loved ones.
Flying news. Azerbaijani rains lead to floods. Heavy precipitation on Thursday, April 1, has resulted in the inundation of Tartar and Kurdimir districts of Azerbaijan, forcing the evacuation of residents. Over 150 homes have been flooded, many seriously damaged and a few destroyed, along with roads and tilled fields becoming submerged. In Kurdimir, gas and electricity supply units and a school have also been affected. Crews from the Emergency Situations Ministry, the Kurdimir Water Canal Department and the firefighting units of the affected and neighbouring regions rushed to the assistance of residents. Our grateful thanks all officials and emergency crews for your timely relief to those in need. Wishing the Azerbaijani people a soon recovery of the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we strive to bring greater harmony between nature and humankind.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Germany provides humanitarian aid for Congolese refugees. The Federal Foreign Office of Germany has donated €1.6 million to go toward emergency relief assistance for persons displaced by civil conflict in the Republic of the Congo and the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
The funds are being distributed through non-governmental organizations such as Caritas and other German aid agencies already working in the region, with contributions that total €2.1 million in 2010 thus far.
Specifically, the monies help provide accommodation and medical treatment for the more than 2 million people who have been seeking shelter from conflict, especially in the eastern and northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
Many thanks and Providence bless Germany and your country's organizations and personnel who are helping alleviate the plight of Congolese brethren. May peace and stability soon be restored to the region for a stable and uplifted society.
Leaders from Lebanon and Syria renew relations. On Wednesday, visiting Lebanese political and religious leader Walid Jumblatt met with President Bashar al-Assad of Syria in Damascus, where they agreed to reconcile and mend ties between their countries. Mr. Jumblatt spoke highly of President al-Assad's concern for national stability, and the two agreed that a unified approach would be beneficial to all. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your amicable meeting and success in starting anew. May harmonious relations be realized among all citizens of Lebanon and Syria as your nation's neighborly friendship continues to blossom.
South Africa bans meat export due to deadly epidemic. The recent discovery of Rift Valley fever, which has caused nearly 70 known human infections and 2 fatalities thus far, has resulted in the nation's Ministry of Agriculture halting all exports of meat and meat products of ruminants such as sheep, goats, cattle, camels, and buffaloes.
Meanwhile, Namibia's Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Forestry issued an immediate and full ban on importing such meat products from South Africa. The potentially fatal Rift Valley fever can be spread to humans through mosquitoes or contact with and consumption of infected animal flesh or milk of infected animals. As the disease can be difficult to diagnose in the animals, avoidance of meat and meat products is recommended.
South African and Namibian officials, our appreciation for your precautionary measures to protect the lives of citizens. We are saddened to know of the human toll of this disease and pray that everyone soon opts for the safe and humane plant-based diet to ensure healthy peace of mind for ourselves and our loved ones.
Spain opens first loving hut. Nestled in the heart of beautiful Valencia, a popular city for visitors from around the world, a new Loving Hut has opened its doors to customers. Loving Hut Valencia features a variety of international main dishes, complemented by delightful vegan desserts. Let's join our Supreme Master Television correspondent in Valencia to hear customers' impressions.
Pues me parece muy bien y espero que se abran más.
Pues me parece una gran idea porque un paso muy grande. Para el vegetarianismo en general. Me encanta venir. Es una gran comida y aparte de lo buena que es saludable y además sin que ningún animal tenga que sufrir por ello.
Supreme Master Qinghai has encouraged the Loving Hut franchise to offer tasty and nutritious plant-based cuisine to the growing number of individuals adopting the vegan lifestyle. Several customers describe why they have chosen the compassionate animal-free diet.
Pues en principio por temas de salud, pero después poco a poco me interesaron también lo ecológico y solidaridad con los animales y demás.
La verdad que no me gusta nada ver sufrir a los animales por una parte y por otra parte por temas evidentemente de salud.
Es el paso más rápido para intentar salvar el planeta y que los animales tienen el mismo derecho que nosotros.
Que vengan, que prueben lo que de verdad la comida.
Bravo, Loving Hut in Valencia, Spain. Our appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose vision of a harmonious world has offered steady support for Loving Hut's planet-sustaining fare. Let us all take part in saving our cherished earthly home and commit to a lifestyle that benefits all inhabitants.
Desde Loving Hut de Valencia, España, sé vegano,
sé ecológico,
salva el planeta.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kshitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kshitigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
U.S. welcomes female Afghan diplomats. As part of the U.S. State Department's International Visitor Leadership Program, 10 female Afghan diplomats arrived in Washington, D.C. earlier this week for a four-day training session. The event is intended to coordinate efforts with the Afghan Ministry of Foreign Affairs in expanding and fostering diplomacy, especially between Afghan and American representatives. Held at the Foreign Service Training Campus in Arlington, Virginia, the four-day session will be complemented by a series of meetings, roundtables, presentations, and other events with counterparts and senior officials. U.S. State Department and Afghan Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we laud this auspicious opportunity that promotes equality, respect and international relations. May the conference offer all participants renewed inspiration and wisdom for their valued peacemaking roles.
Save our planet. Scientists say extreme winter weather fits global warming. According to the assessment of both US and European researchers, the frigidly cold weather and massive storm systems that occurred this past winter throughout the US and Europe were all part of a warming climate. Frank Botcher, director of the German Institute for Weather and Climate Communications, stated, "Right now, temperatures in Greenland are 15 degrees Celsius above the season's long-term average."
He went on to say that even with the cold temperatures in Central and Northern Europe, German weather statistics reveal an average temperature that is at least 1 degree Celsius higher than 100 years ago. Moreover, a 2009 US climate impact report stated that global warming has caused large cold weather systems to move northward, with mid-latitude storms decreasing in frequency but rising in intensity as the hotter air retains more moisture, resulting in the release of enormous amounts of snowfall. Satellite data in fact showed that the two large winter storms that recently impacted the US occurred during the warmest winter on record for the region.
Director Botcher and other European and US scientists, we are grateful for your insights that remind us of the perilous state of our ecosphere. Let us all do our utmost to restore planetary stability by acting now in united and Earth-supporting ways.
As during a January 2009 video conference in Mongolia, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often emphasized the real urgency of global warming and our actions that can quickly counter it.
We are already facing so many untold natural disasters on a daily basis, such as earthquakes, severe storms, ever seen before, volcanoes, ice melting, and many island nations have sunk under the water already, and many are sinking. And the climate has become very, very strange. Like, it became warm where it should be cold, and it became cold where it should be hot. And this can only be alleviated through a return to the ancient ways of our wiser elders, one that exists in harmony with nature and respect of other beings, a true brotherhood of love with all. We can still do that. It's not too late. We should remind everyone to be veg, to invoke the mercy of the Buddhas, and we will be better protected.
Save Our Planet. United Nations Environment Program sponsors the Nairobi Convention. The sixth Conference of Parties, or COP6, to the Nairobi Convention was held this past week in Kenya's capital, where environment ministers of 10 African countries sharing the Western Indian Ocean gathered to discuss how to better manage coastal and water resources. The region's rich ecosystem of mangrove forests, seagrass beds, coral reefs, and over 11,000 species of plants and animals has been unfortunately degraded by human activities, resulting in high amounts of pollution.
With participants' agreement that over 80% of coastal environmental contamination originates from East African land activities, two initiatives were launched by the meeting's conclusion: a protection protocol and an action program, both of which seek to restore the marine ecosystem. Assisting in the goal are the Global Environment Fund and Norway, donating $8 million to the project, and the United Nations donating $3 million.
Many thanks and heaven bless Global Environment Fund Norway, United Nations Environment Programme, and all participants of the Nairobi Convention for this important dialogue and encouraging initiatives. Through such noble leadership, may the precious Western Indian Ocean ecosystem be preserved to share her beauty for many years to come.
Save Our Planet. Scientists at US-based computer and technology company IBM announced the discovery of a method for creating biodegradable plastic that saves energy through the use of organic catalysts and can be repeatedly recycled for greater sustainability.
Save Our Planet. In his new film, The Fourth Revolution, Energy Autonomy, German film director Karl Fechner documents communities around the world that are demonstrating green success in adopting different forms of sustainable energy.
Save Save Our Planet, climate scientist Georgina Griffiths of New Zealand's National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research states that the country's largest city of Auckland has experienced the driest three-month period since records began 50 years ago.
Save Our Planet. Conservation measures are being recommended following a study in Western Canada's Okanagan Valley that found the water supply to be the lowest per person in the nation, with climate change and high usage causing continued resource loss.
Save Our Planet. China's state-owned leading food processor, the National Cereals, Oils and Foodstuffs Corporation, pledges full support for the low-carbon family modern lifestyle, including promotion of the plant-based diet in benefiting health and the planet.
Save Our Planet. Oscar award-winning Canadian film director James Cameron conveys the urgency of tackling climate change to avoid global suffering, noting the record success of his movie Avatar as evidence that the world is ready to take meaningful action.
Warning news. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reports that a lack of regulated standards for such terms as free range creates a falsely favourable impression for consumers who are unaware of the often inhumane conditions and treatment experienced by the animals.
It's Rangu the orangutan, and I'm happily following a plant-based diet. I have a tip of the day. In addition to using address labels on your letters, they can be placed on items that you are taking out of your house. For instance, you can stick the label on your dishware that you will be taking to a friend's vegan potluck party. Then, if something gets misplaced, it would be more likely to be returned to you and you won't need to buy something new. It's another way of frugal living. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the World Bank and the Canadian International Development Agency jointly donate $3.4 million to enhance education in Kosovo. The funds are being used to support a school development grants program, which has benefited 300,000 students in 36 municipalities throughout the nation. Computers, musical instruments, textbooks, teacher training, transportation, and other necessities for a variety of projects are being provided. Our sincere gratitude, World Bank and the Canadian International Development Agency, for your generosity and care. May the young people of Kosovo be blessed with very bright and promising futures on a sustainable planet.
In sustainable energy news, Mexico inaugurates a bike-sharing program. EcoBC is being launched in Mexico City with more than 1,100 bicycles provided at 85 stations in four districts. They will also be located along the Paseo de la Reforma, a popular boulevard in the city. For $23 annual fee, members will be able to use the bikes for 30 minutes at a time, free of charge. Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard said, EcoBC is a project that seeks to recover public spaces, improve people's quality of life, and of course, help protect the environment. EcoBC is North America's largest year-round biking sharing system. Kudos, Mexico City, for adopting this wonderful initiative. May green transportation methods and the low-emission vegan diet bring us closer to Eden on Earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, canine volunteers help save lives through blood donations. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more Foresighted News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benevolent news for a kind world. In animal news, dogs are giving extra help to save lives. Dr. Anne Schneider, director of the Eastern Veterinarian Blood Bank in Severna Park, Maryland, USA, offers dogs a chance to help their fellow canines by donating blood. Transfusions of blood are needed when animal companions are involved in accidents or coping with diseases such as anemia. Dr. Schneider travels with a technician on a more than 100-mile radius to collect blood from donors, usually given at a local veterinarian hospital. Dr. Schneider said many of the doggy volunteers know and trust the staff at the blood bank. She said, "We take time to calm the dog and we hug them, let them know they are loved. Our appreciation, Dr. Anne Schneider, for assisting in ensuring the well-being of our animal friends. And a special thank you, loyal donors, for your precious gift. May all our trusting co-inhabitants be cherished evermore."
Please join us for a joke told in Spanish entitled, The Sign.
Al pasar por un edificio de oficinas una noche ya tarde, una señora vio una señal que decía: toque el timbre para el vigilante nocturno. Así lo hizo, y unos minutos después, escuchó al vigilante bajar las escaleras. El hombre uniformado procedió a abrir primero una puerta, después otra, apagar el sistema de alarma y finalmente llegó hasta la puerta giratoria.
«Bueno»,
le preguntó a la señora, «¿qué es lo que quiere?».
«Solo quiero saber por qué no puede tocar el timbre usted solito».
And now for our viewers' heartline on The Pig Farmer, an excerpt from The Food Revolution by best-selling author and vegan John Robbins. In this three-part program based on a true experience of Mr. Robbins, we see the miraculous transformation of a pig farmer into an organic vegetable farmer.
I really enjoyed watching the program about the former pig farmer and learned a lot from it. The story is not only interesting but educational. Viewer from Formosa or Taiwan.
Thoughtful viewer, thank you for your comment. It is true we can understand so much from those, like the former pig farmer, who have taken the courageous step of even changing their means of livelihood to remain true to their loving selves. May we all be kind guardians of the well-wishing animal kingdom. With divine light to you and the forward-thinking people of Formosa or Taiwan.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with abundant happiness and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a meeting with visiting Tanzanian Prime Minister Mzingo Peter Pinda, OLAC-Z's or Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Trinh affirms his country's support, especially in agricultural development.
As part of its third shipment of earthquake relief aid to Chile, Ecuador sends 8 tons of food, including oil, rice, oats, pasta, dried grain, salt and sugar, as well as necessary medicines.
Chinese Deputy Ambassador to Pakistan, Yao Jing, donates $30,000 to the Pakistan Red Crescent Society to assist in the care of Hunza landslide victims.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper reaffirms Canada's plans to withdraw its 2,800 troops from Afghanistan by next year and only participate in civilian-based missions.
After learning that a child dies of malaria every 30 seconds, British model Kate Moss poses in a chic William Tempest designer dress of recycled mosquito nets to be donated to a charity auction, raising awareness and funds to eliminate the disease.
Seventh grader Rodra Jackson of Oklahoma, USA, comes to the rescue of a fellow classmate when he performs the Heimlich maneuver, which removes an obstruction and allows his friend to breathe once again.
New Zealand health officials advise a recall of the Happy Baby Cookbook to protect expectant mothers and their vulnerable unborn from the risk of seafood and egg-containing recipes with potentially fatal listeria and salmonella contamination.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, and the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency announce a partnership to support entrepreneurs in developing countries in obtaining private financing.
Dr. Lai Sin-ji of the University of Formosa, or Taiwan, develops an inexpensive tuberculosis test kit whose results are both instant and 98% accurate, with the goal of saving the nearly 1.5 million lives lost to the disease each year.
For this life-supporting innovation, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Dr. Lai with the Shining World Inventor Award.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama welcomes the assistance of local elementary school children to help expand the size of the White House organic garden and plant this year's vegetables as part of her efforts to encourage healthier eating habits.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.